This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Have you not considered how your Lord moves shade? وَلَوْ شَأَدَ جَعْلُهُ سَاكِنًا. And had God wanted, He would have made it still in one place. But shade is moving constantly. If you watch throughout the day, and that's one of the beauties of watching your prayer, measuring your prayer by the shadows, you see the movement of the shade. It's something you note. A lot of people don't even notice that. They don't realize that their shadow is short at midday, and as the day progresses, it gets long. It begins long, becomes short, and then begins to expand again. And then he says, وَجَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا. And we made the sun a proof of shade. And now this is really extraordinary, because when I first read that, I said, what does that mean? Shade comes from the sun. That's where shade comes from, the sun. So why does it say that we made the sun a proof for it? ثُمَّ قَبَضْنَاهُ إِلَيْنَا قَبْضًا يَسِيرًا. And then we begin to contract this little by little. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمَ اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَالنَّوْمَ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلَ النَّهَارَ نُشُورًا. And he is the one who made for you the night as a garment. In other words, you sleep in the night. وَالنَّوْمَ سُبَاتًا. You know, it envelops you. The darkness of the night is like a garment that envelops you. وَالنَّوْمَ سُبَاتًا. And we made the sleep a time of hibernation, a time of renewal, of recreation. وَجَعَلَ النَّهَارَ نُشُورًا. And then we spread the light of the day out. So we made the day this spreading of light. Now, if you look at what Fakhruddin says about this, he says, أَلَمْ تَرَى. Haven't you considered? He said, one of this is the sight of the eye, and the other is the sight of the heart. Because the eye sees, but again, that's a sign that the eye is perceiving and the heart is meant to interpret the sign. So it's important to see that. That seeing, real seeing, the Quran says, لَا تَعْمَرْ أَبْصَارِ. It's not eyes that go blind. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَرْ قُلُوبِ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. But it's the hearts and the breasts that go blind. You see, so the real seeing is the sight of the heart. And then, فَإِنْ حَمَلْنَاوَ عَلَى رُؤْيَةَ الْعَيْنِ فَالْمَعْنَى أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى الظِّلْمِ كَيْفَ مَدُّهُ رَبُّكَ. Haven't you looked at the shade, how God is moving this shade? Now, he says, the meaning of this ayah, and there have been many attempts at understanding this ayah, goes back to two meanings. One is that shade is a middle state between pure light and pure darkness. It is the, and then he says, and this is the best of states, because pure darkness, the nature is averse to it. Nobody likes pure darkness. And pure light is so powerful that we would be overwhelmed by it and unable to stay in it. If you saw the sun, you can't look at the sun. But here you can look at it for a moment and turn away and you'll see some black dots. But if you go outside of our atmosphere for one moment, it would completely destroy your eyesight to even glance towards that direction. So what he says is, because it is the best of all states, paradise is described as being وَظِلٍ مَمْدُود, shade everywhere. This perfect state of shade. And then he says, if you look at anything in the world, you can only see it because of shade. So the fact that we perceive the world, we only perceive it because it's an admixture of darkness and light. Had it been pure light, we couldn't perceive it. And had it been pure darkness, we couldn't perceive it. And therefore, God put the sun as an indication of this state that the entire world is in. And had he not done that, you would not have considered shade as a phenomenon. Because, see, we're in shade right now. And when you go outside, you're in shade. Outside here, you're in shade. Even when the sun is shining directly on you, you are still in shade. It's an admixture of light and darkness. Because pure light would completely blind you. You would not be able to see anything. So the fact that the entire cosmos is an admixture of these lights and darknesses is a phenomenon that's just, it's extraordinary to reflect on that. And that's why as it begins to be taken from us, it goes slowly. And so this movement is a way of understanding this blessing. And he said that this is one of the most hidden blessings of God. Most people do not even contemplate the blessing of shade, the fact that they are in shade constantly, even when they're in the sun. And it's only that they see that shade that they actually can realize that. So the Quran is actually telling us to reflect on the fact that the sun is a proof of shade. It's not the cause of shade. So light is a metaphor in that we understand that darkness is the absence of light. And therefore, what is other than God is pure absence. Because God is light. The Prophet ﷺ was asked, did you see God? And he said, he is light. Anna arahu. How could I see God when he is light? So the metaphor in the world that we have for God is light. The light of God is not like the light of the world, because laysa kamithlihi shay. But it is, in the same way the mercy of a mother is the way we know the mercy of God. The light of the sun is the way we understand the idea that God is light.